So just a few more words about that beautiful, beautiful gospel from John. You see, to me, it seems to me that it's like this. Mary gets it. Mary gets it. Mary of Bethany, sister of Lazarus, sister of Martha, that Mary, she gets it. She, perhaps uniquely, can see what is really going on. She's rather like, you know, those biblical prophets of old who could read the signs of the times, yeah? Mary can read the signs of the times, and those signs, well, they're not looking good, yeah? You see, as we approach Holy Week and Easter, our Sunday readings, like the one we just had, reflect the gathering storm. The gathering storm which on Good Friday, as we know, will engulf Jesus. In fact, in today's reading from John chapter 12, we're told explicitly that it's now just 6 days. Remember that? Just 6 days to go until the Passover. That means, of course, 6 days until the Last Supper. 6 days until Jesus is betrayed by Judas. 6 days before he is arrested and his sham trial begins. 6 days, and then just a few more hours until the sentence of death by crucifixion is passed and his fate is sealed. In other words, the net is tightening as we get nearer Easter. Jesus' enemies are closing in on him as we get nearer Easter. Time is running out. Mary gets it. She understands that. And so she makes this remarkable, extraordinary, lavish, over-the-top, crazy gesture. You know, if you read the biblical commentaries about this passage, you'll see that the scholars tell us that what Mary did with the costly nard was not only remarkable and extraordinarily generous, but also quite scandalous. Scandalous in at least 4 different ways. Let me explain those to you. First, Mary loosens her hair. Mary lets her hair down in a room full of men. That is something that no respectable woman would have done in that place at that time. Secondly, Mary pours this hugely expensive ointment, this perfume worth, it tells us in the gospel, a year's wages, 300 denarii, a year's wages for a laborer. Wow. She pours it, every drop of it, on Jesus' feet. Again, something that would not be done. Not just because of the cost, but because she pours it on his feet. You might put a bit of costly perfume on someone's head or face, but you certainly wouldn't pour the whole lot on their feet. And then thirdly, Mary, notice, touches Jesus' feet. She touches his feet. Think about it. She caresses the feet of this rabbi, this man to whom she's neither married nor even related. And fourthly and finally, when she's done, Mary wipes off the costly perfume using her hair like a towel. Again, inexplicable, bizarre, over the top, scandalous. So why does she do it? Why does she do it? Well, the answer, as I say, is because she gets it. She somehow understands what's about to happen. She understands first that Jesus is about to die. He's about to die. And that's why she anoints his feet specifically. You see, anointing people's heads was quite common. Kings, prophets, priests, they're all anointed on their head. The only people anointed on their feet are dead men, are those who have died. Mary gets it. She knows it's about to happen. And secondly, Mary understands that this approaching death of Jesus will be like no other death. Rather, it will be just like what she does with the perfume. It will be a costly pouring out. It will be a holding nothing back. Jesus' death on the cross will, in that sense, like her act with the perfume, be an extravagant, over-the-top, overflowing act of love. Mary gets it. And so what we have, in essence, in that reading today, is a foretaste, a preview of what will happen on Good Friday. And what we have, I think, is a sign, a demonstration of what faith in God is all about. Faith in God, as symbolized by Mary's act with the costly perfume and shown to us by Jesus on the cross, faith is about holding nothing back. Faith is about pouring out all that we are, pouring out all that we have, secure in the trust that with God there is a source, an eternal source of life and love, which will never run out. Which will never run out. So today, let's learn from Mary. Let's not be afraid to give of ourselves, to give of what we have, to hold nothing back. For example, I would say, do not be afraid to pour out your life. Do not be afraid to pour out your life in the service of others or in the cause of justice and peace, even if you sometimes wonder if it's making any difference. Do not be afraid to give your life away like that, because with God, no act of kindness is ever forgotten. No stand for truth is ever wasted. Or do not be afraid to pour out your tears. Do not be afraid to pour out your tears in distress at the pain of others, or in grief at the loss of your dear loved ones who have died. Do not be afraid, because with God there is always more to be said, always more new life to be given, always more that can be mended than we now know. And finally, do not be afraid to pour out your heart. Do not be afraid to pour out your heart in sorrow and regret at all the stupid, senseless, sinful things you have done. Do not be afraid to pour it out, because with God, there's always more mercy on offer, always more forgiveness to be received. So, as we approach Holy Week and Easter, let me say this to you. Do not be afraid. Learn from Mary of Bethany. Be willing to hold nothing back, because with God, there is always more. More gifts, more goodness, more grace to be received from our lavish, lavish Lord. Mary gets it. She gets it. Question is, do you? Do I? In Jesus' name. Amen.